kumanyay tu si. Ili si maruwa kailang ito, kanya kami si tamat ko nunarot. Sila tani, abatani, tamat ko, ubago din yung niya ko urugot. Ikalugo niya halota, angun niya halota, naga asianik bukuklo da tamat ko na nunam, nunamin nun, nauruanik bukuklo da tamaray inyong niya ko, tibot, agalan o kalaw, tiga, tibot, tamat ko na nga nunakalak kaya na siya.
The other part was our older people believed that when you select a land that you would get the fishing rights in some areas on the river. On the Yukon, you cannot set a net anywhere. It always has to be in an eddy where the current goes around like that.
Nunamik nalunayak sigubit, ang unayakabi kiranik, tapura, ikalugunayal lanayak tutin, taptumani nalunayak sa kami. Agala nalunayak si surugok, untuk kanadut kakurut, pi kakalong, sunayin, kagalungani, ami, kagalumikubo pi susunayak put, kugum, kagulungan ni Gokta po na lunayak si Niyurahan niya kaktut.
And then when the land claims passed and we got our land, there was a lot of them discouraged because they had certain areas, just this limited area to pick out the land from.
Asi taman na pisigibilo land claims nung nakarakto kami tasama. Inyuwag to din yun, kamasungit yun. Kamasungit yun, tamat ko nga nung nakarakto kami ganit. Ilisimabluwit. Ang unay akabigilay sa ating. Ilisimabluwit, tamat ko kamasungit nga nung nakarakto ating.
Maybe when the elders start talking, and before 1991, maybe the elders will get brave enough to think about these things so that we can come up with some kind of proposal to maybe help these out in some way.
Asiliba buok 1991 ngan utok kanat imma. Isumalak tu kurau sung nak tu. Tamat kuwa pisigil lewit igilean ituat. Pi ilan ne kai cira kuram ikat cilu ting kai ciru kurau ngasung nak tu. Isumati meginik.
In the past, in all my time, the 72 years, the 70 over 70 years, I have found when the Eskimo talks, don't count very much most of the time. If you want something, you've got to fight for it all the time.
What was the, I didn't get the Eskimo, what?
People, when they talk and want something, they don't get it. They have to fight for it.
Inyuneng abululili, tamanin over 70 years, nunami pisho katika abululili, ilitsoki nga lukuli, inna suka kami guwak, tapos inyo kukaksin niya kami, pinyala ito. Tasama, mukaw sa kisin niya nga akili guwak, ang uya kaluni, tapos kisiyan ni guwak, pinyala ito.
And I think if the elders hear and start thinking for the future, because the future belongs to our younger generation, we, the older people, will pass on, but before we do, we have to try and tell our youngsters what we know.
Tikin niya ako at ako lipsa inyo niya ako tingan ni. Ubang utok panaguru guru tabura okauti dukurai but okauti lu sunik igisi marap tinik kanugu ke tesamma angala chiniak tulle pi tamat kwa nudakat pagmapak.
I think in our younger generation get blamed for a lot of things, but I think that we, the elders and the parents, maybe we brought up our kids to be hunters and so forth, but our younger grandchildren don't know how to hunt. They know schoolwork, they come back from high school, but when they get home, us older people have to put the food on the table.
Nudak katubok asagil lakay. Iligisalig ilatalig o kito na kani sa sama ilisawting bulu itang unya ano gamit ilisawting agay agalali ba tutalo ne tutalo ngiligo school gaya kahalutik ay kami nalurak tut ilingisag o kutok ka na tapura ikayok tukura kaya kaya nakip nakinik nakibingin yun ilirikura urak tut ilingin niyan. Damat ko na lubluting tutalong iangunayang ang nagamik.
Maybe it's our fault, but we have time to think and try to preserve the future of our younger people. And I want to thank you very much for giving me this opportunity to be able to talk to you people.
Asili ba, then nagu ako kigilin na rin mo at tamat ko at utalo ting tapura iling ililiyan ni isumasurok pati sa una sa gulo ni agalan then nagu ako sa mga kaluta at sama isumarukura ako leksigut kaktukura ako leksigut tamat ko ako lipsa at ako ni agkang at ako ni agkang isumatigilawit tambakong iliwit inyuni ako siya.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson, for telling us about the experience of the people on the Kuskokwim. Ron Brower suggested that that since supper won't be ready till 5 o'clock, there would be time for one of the elders to speak from some of the other villages, Point Hope and Point Lay.
Semua 5 o'clock pun bagi orang kani aktor, semua untuk penat, untuk penala kani sukluit. Bila kau lusi tap temuna ulukun bilak tuut semali bila tu untuk penat from Point Hope or Nuxet. Kalau sah tu adalah ni nak ni.
Land claim mak tamna sagotim man nakaw ila perlo nakaw ya. You understand? Nakaw ila perlo sulit tamna nunalirit ka ilangit kalagigtat ilaw rolo ko yung pinngak asin tema kitun nga mali kanok piguma pigima lui yan niki inyuk tokosugo ulune ulu bilangan ne wangne kalak tau si macang no tamat ko agun ne agwebut dalam pik pati ubawa pipigin niya kaya nakawangin niya kaya noon na ako taki alak ka mani inyo pa oram na din noon na ako patik alak ka pagiging niya ako nakinig mamat ko niya akalungnik nigilatraptinik aqwarnik pikpatigul iluinniartoq tavrawanga saaraman oqqartanga.
Thank you, sir.
This is Solomon Klug. I'm Solomon Klug from Point Hope. My beginning statement is I like the Land Claims Settlement Act. When the land claim started, I like it. But there, because if I have land, my children inherit that land. Because people die, you know. They, all of us walking around have to die. So, but one of the things that is really in my mind, and I'm going to fight for all it's worth, is the hunting areas. If anybody from outside of the village or a non-native gets that hunting area, he said, he doesn't like that, because the food that we hunt, the whales, the caribou, the fish, all of these animals that we hunt, we need these hunting areas. Thank you.
Well, we have a few more minutes. Would anybody else like to speak?
The cooks informed me that until 5:15. And they'll be ready.
Okay. Do you have any suggestions about who might?
Nuerseni ni mapinya. Halo ko kalakulu pingbelo ako mila. Hey, piwi ng ito ni ma. Piwi kayak tani lo ako ba?
Wangawa Sarah kunang nana nursani kairanga uba kebli reaction matiup nagalik sapi ataklunga inyune anim ni okaksani ahlunga umi kalut kapi uga pisanga gisuna atka ko kelama rokulung okak okaktirnik ka uba ne kitrusa nyak singanga sama kaluwira kamalara ilanga uba kibungali nuutin matiut nuiksenon sirakingarugut nunamik nunannaksaqtilluta uaki duaqatigali qaqassukkalualuiññapku nunnaksangaruani ilaungamman piyumiñaiññimman uam nigili piñiluptunga ilisimas aqaluaqtuqumam ni nunna tatkimña piñaqtaaganilukaptigu ukiumi tupeqtorluta seraqingarugut kaimña iñuuniaqasarput utiqilugu tatqavannutaqaangapta aasiutuqqaliuraaqamiugullu utiqapta qiyanaq igilutuqtuuraŋagikput 1 year inyuuniluguluta uaptiginik nuutqaaqapta natqitsigutunni plaigutunni ikkauratunni puumit ayoonartut tapalali usiaqorarput plastik natiqilarput tainnatun siqaqatigipulutauva ikayoqoniluksaŋagipsi tatkiptumiŋa nunnaksaatipulusi tanngit iluqqaatatqamna pimaaqtuliqiluiññaaqsimmarruŋ kayuutaasukulutali qapsiuguluta ñugiaksiuraqluta nutaqqanik ilapuluta nuunniluktuŋarugut skiituunik qaniraqlugit suqauttavut aasi pirakhir gati ut nunago angalan ni ang ikik putubapti ni kanga ni bagalugun ni pitskong yudale pitskong gati ut asiwa tupa urak puli napakapti utabara taam na sila ga urak puli kao nagigipot sa lumap kakanili hulugo pisok tilaptik to ukurok tulad ulunga un nakautim mati ut sumik kakamalakawin mikpichu ut nuna angalat kongin migad niwa kongin migad misragili malo maanga tatkabong auti urak teka sa uluik nunamun nalunak si urak luik spuale kongit kalu urak luik iliraka igilwa atu atu rani aktilu igilu ata semua ngeresu neren mau isangit kiga tat kamma tupe kawip tini matum merok lalu nak singarok nete ukurok sama raga aglan pakat cuminya cium nangan lalu rami bakalwa komeu ala anak si misua komeu dam sulit si jalek put uyuwa Helen kami kembali ajaru di bakunuk nama orang itu terkabul waktu matu lu ikut bersuah lu ok begini sumiki sok pang mikpicu isak silam lu nu nalu nak meok nikau tinggi orang ibu tabrani arul ya bu tabrani natun selalu manili orang ni alap tak Inyu gak sih mata iglut, keruwet cuk, kamutit, nunak pulle, inna, suri mana ramatun iliu kamutit ki makuar tu mingit, naku suku menati itu. Aglad, ika yang nilu kipsi jeda mau aglad, ilipsi, kuap tinik piyam piyam menyalok tua gut. Ika yung kapsigut at kibunga. Aglaan tamat ko ni oktuktuat. Pimakto ko ni aklo kanikpun man na kalinyak tuat. Taka na nilo nirilong sibukane. Sira ko tigirabot. Ikalakping milo fiskuring mik. Dahil ka nga noon ikalak sa kabibting noon. Ungasik sila aktin ni uralo akibot. Tamat tumang akong mik. Niyok-tukong mata. Nagkasibitsok takti niyo rakluwit na kanang nga. Nagalarong sibukanin. Kaluwit. Isarabigisurangan niy. Bagot ki marutok kaliragot. Abong abla kaluwit niragot. Nagayugurugot. Ime. Nagalutinik. Kanyaktuanik kung may isarunyaktuanik. Tamaw nga si nagayiluak si Biluta. Tapos taw na nga takayo may isaramata. Tamat kuali. Dengan ilmu kamu, pirahat kau yang mengit kalau akhluit tamat kunungan yang waktu tinun, isu maka kalau waktu ngali, mangalu ika yok tigi kap jamanga dalam forman nga, angyak saya ini ilmu kalau waktu nga, agilan ukalau tu suwit ka, ilat ka nalungasa uang akarwinya angyak rominya cunga. Ubani inyo nilo katirat ka tasama ilipsinik tuyok taluwit apihiri sirusi inyong min atachi min apihiri nga ako si nalungay sa ubang nga ang ikaw minya ito nga kaiki yung minya ito nga ilipsi pigisuktap sinik uba kayo tasukto nga li ilipsin yun ubani sirakiruanon ukaluwit kaluang nga kamaubakak pakiralik ito nga Kuba nga, Sarah Kunang Nana.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. I'll give you a little bit of synopsis of what... I'm Sarah Kunang Nana from NIRPS. I talked this morning, but people told me that I needed to say the same things that I said this morning, and so here I am talking to you again about the way that we have been living at Nuerset. When we first moved to Nuerset, we had a hard time. It was in the middle of the winter. We didn't have any houses. We were living in tents. We didn't even have plywood to put on the floor of our tents. We took a piece of plastic with us so that we could put the plastic on the floor of our tent. And because of the activities in that area, the oil development, we got concerned that the area where we back in the Tornis when we used to live there, we were concerned that the oil development was happening around that area too much, so that's the reason why we encouraged those people that wanted to go back, who used to live in that area, to go back to Nuerset to claim some of the land that was being developed. And because of that, we went over there. That first year, we didn't have any refrigeration. They told us not to destroy the land. They told us not to dig into the land. We couldn't do that. But because of the urge to have the seal oil in us, this is the way I understood it, because we like seal oil, I took couple cans of seal oil to Nuerset, but because of no refrigeration, I know that they were going to spoil in the summertime. It gets warm there. I used one can, and even though we were told not to dig into the land, I went away from the tent. On the side of the tent, I dig into the land and put the one can of seal oil under there. Even though I put it under there, it didn't take long for the seal oil to spoil. And because I found out that it spoiled, I just left it in underground. And I don't think that people will be able to find the can of seal oil that is under there. But maybe someday the archaeologists are going to find that can of seal oil. There are other concerns. At that time, was one of the things that they had to do was to find an area where they could keep the what we call auruk, fermented fish. Is that the right word? The fermented fish. Kind of spoiled fish, some people say. They wanted to have an area where to keep that fish from spoiling. So she and the other person found an area and used willows to cover the fish so they won't spoil in the summertime. So these are the things, the activities that they did during that time. But now we have many houses. There's wood up, a lot of wood around there. There are vehicles running around all over the place, and now we have an idea that we don't care whether we break up the land break up the land, and it's getting, you know, to that stage. Because of the oil activities, the oil development, we are trying to keep some areas from being affected by the oil development. Nigelik area is one. That's where the fish come up river. We we are trying to keep away the development in that area. And there's an area called Fish Creek. We're trying to delay at least the activities that have been proposed by the oil companies, because we know that without the fish we have, we know that if there's too much activity where the fish come up river, we know we are going to have some problems. And we are always thankful for the help that has been given to us by especially people from here. They have given us their support through letters, but when they ask the question on what to do in Nueksat, I tell them that they should inform all of the people at Nueksat so that they would get an overall picture of the things that are in their minds. So she's always helpful for that help.
Is that it?
Let's break for supper.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much for the testimony today and yesterday, and the commission will be meeting tonight at 7:30 in the North Slope Borough Assembly Room. So thank you again.
Yeah, it's going to be public hearing.
Yeah.
Right. At the North Slope Assembly Room, starting at 7:30 tonight.
Amaguka nikikredit kanaya ganikke amani sabak duat sabma kalek palek susi sabma abwa nyerusin nyango kanayak tigut ukuwait kanayak tikalwe si uvlu pag tavrunga lalago da uvlako sabma uvlaki nyerusin tigut 9 o'clock agala kokokuna yakip si Assembly room would testify ako no si nalagduak no si pipikrakangan Justice Bertram sa vang amal ni kayang ni
Oh, I doubt it.
Right, good.
Okay, that's been remedied. And I didn't get that translation ready for that big Billy Nerhoff translation. I'm talking to Edmund too at the same time. We're all hooked up, ready to go, and KBRW should be keeping track. So when we start, we start. And if you need anything, there's coffee in the back. And if you... Oh, you have to. If we tell you to slow down, or the translator,
okay.
They should slow down, and they should have those headphones on while they're translating, so we can talk to them and tell them if they're.
I understand the radio station is. Hooked up to the system, so we can begin. At least that's what I'm told. So, just want to welcome you all to this fifth session of the Alaska Native Review Commission here in Barrow. We started yesterday morning at the Elders Conference and continued there yesterday afternoon, and then we had a public meeting last night. And then we continued with the elders again this afternoon, and now we're here to listen to the views of members of the public this evening. Maybe I could just say that the commission was established by the Inuit Circumpolar Conference a year ago to
review the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act of 1971, and its job is to go to villages and towns throughout Alaska to give Alaska Natives and other Alaskans an opportunity to discuss the impact of ANCSA, the good points, the bad points, 1991, and prospects for the future. Tonight, we've arranged to hear from Mayor Eugene Brower of the North Slope Borough, from Arnold Brower Sr. of the Inupiat community of the Arctic Slope. Joe Apiksoon is going to speak about the history of the Arctic Slope Native Association and the struggle leading to ANCSA. George Amagoic of UIC is scheduled to come, and Mary Edwardson is down on my list, and our last speaker, he wishes to be last, is Dave Fleurant from Anchorage, who is a lawyer with Alaska Legal Services and their specialist in allotments, and he's been brought here by Legal Services to discuss allotments, because allotments come up at every meeting that we hold, and they're of great concern to Alaska Natives generally. So we're very glad that he's here, and we'll call on him towards the latter part of the evening. And of course, anyone else who is here who wishes to speak, or anyone listening to me who wishes to come down and speak, is certainly welcome. We'll be back here tomorrow at the North Slope Borough Assembly Room throughout the day and tomorrow evening, available to anybody who wants to come down and make a presentation. It doesn't have to be in writing. It can simply be the extemporaneous expression of your views. At the end of my travels, and I'll continue to hold meetings until the end of the year, but after that I'll write a report on ANCSA based on what people have said at these meetings, and that report will be turned over to the Inuit Circumpolar Conference, and they will be making it public, and it will be available to Alaska Native organizations, corporations, and so on to help Alaska Natives to plan for the future, to plan for 1991 and beyond. And it's especially worthwhile for the Commission to be here in Barrow on the Arctic Slope, because we know what an important role the Eskimo people of the Arctic Slope played in ANCSA, in the struggle leading to ANCSA, and of course in all the circumpolar countries, the achievement of the people here in establishing the first Eskimo Home Rule government in the world is well known. Well, that's enough from me, and we can start the evening's proceedings. I assume all the equipment is working, and there's nothing to worry about. So, Mayor Brower, perhaps you would start, and if you wouldn't mind sitting in this chair by the microphone so that we can record what you will be saying.
Thank you, Mr. Burchard. Good evening. I'm Mayor Eugene Brower. Thank you for inviting me to present testimony and to discuss the Alaska Native Settlements Act. I will start with some of the background information about the North Slope Borough. Before the board was established, very few local jobs were available. Our village residents had to live without water and sewage systems, health clinics, fire protection, adequate housing, and lack adequate roads and airports. Our students had to leave their homes and families to gain high school education. State and federal agencies appropriated very little funds for the North Slope, and many times the available funds fell far short of the actual cost. The agencies didn't always inform residents of their program and very rarely explained funding requirements and other red tape. Of all the regions in Alaska, many of us felt that ours was the most neglected. But the discovery of oil at Prudhoe Bay presented a major opportunity to us.
To us and the Alaska Natives throughout the state. It facilitated the Native land claim settlement and provided for a tax base necessary to organize a regional government on the North Slope. Our ANCSA leadership organized the Arctic Slope Native Association to negotiate the land claims agreement. When it was adopted, they organized the Arctic Slope Regional Corporation. This leadership was also the driving force behind establishing the North Slope Borough. They petitioned the state's local boundary commission to establish our borough. They saw a strong local government as a means for the North Slope residents to benefit from the oil and gas development and gain essential services and facilities. An election was held on July 2, 1972. The North Slope Borough was established as a first-class borough under Alaska state law. And the voters elected our late mayor, Eben Hobson, as our first borough mayor. Then in 1974, our voters ratified a home rule charter that explained the borough's powers from a first-class to a home rule municipality. Currently, ours is the only home rule local government in Alaska. During the past 12 years, the borough has made great strides to improve our standard of living, and our oil field tax base has enabled us to maintain a strong capital improvements program to meet most of our urgent needs. We have built new homes and schools and greatly improved our roads and airports and water sewer systems in all of our villages. We have strictly enforced strong local hire and contracting policies that have greatly improve local job and business opportunities. During my administration, we have built new fire stations and health clinics in our villages, furnished with state-of-the-art equipment. We now have satellite cable television in our communities and have greatly improved our communications with new telephone systems. We are also completing a computerized geographical information system to maintain our land records and implement our coastal zone management program, and our land use plans. Clearly, the borough is a product of the momentum and the political thrust created by our land claims movement. We share roughly the same area with the Arctic Slope Regional Corporation. Our land has some of the richest oil and gas and mineral resources in the world, but it also has important wildlife habitat areas. Our subsistence wildlife are the only renewable resources we have, and it is incumbent upon us to protect them so we can continue our subsistence lifestyle. During the settlement talks, ANCSA voiced concern about the effects ANCSA would have on our traditional lands, our wildlife habitat areas, and our subsistence resources. And because we were not satisfied with the way ANCSA addressed our concerns, we voted against it. Many people today think the land claims movement ended and the momentum died when ANCSA was signed, but it is not so. ANCSA was a positive response to this movement, and the existence and the work of this commission clearly demonstrates that our movement is still alive and is beginning to come of age. Since ANCSA was signed more than a decade ago, 10 years ago, we have spent most of our energy implementing it, with little attention given to analyze its impacts. Now the time is right for us to reassess ANCSA and to work to continue our land claims movement agenda. Many of you have heard of the confidence some of our people place in the trust responsibility of the Bureau of Indian Affairs. and the hope of native sovereignty. While I share this desire for local control, I don't place any confidence in the BIA to help achieve self-determination. I am more confident in a strong local government responsive to the needs and desires of all of its residents. But there are many views on both sides of this issue, and until it is put to rest, it will continue to be on our agenda. I'm sure the testimony you have heard during the past 6 months reveals many problems with ANSA. Among the most prominent are the sale of corporate stock, the taxation of native lands, and the rights of our children born after December 18, 1971 to share our settlement. There are some who ask, why do we want to amend ANSA? After all, they say, isn't a deal a deal? But there are others who share my feeling that no government has the right to make deals that threaten our traditional lands and hunting rights. And no government has the right to deprive our children of the benefits we fought so hard to gain. ANSA is not written in stone. It needs to be updated to reflect our modern needs and desires. And it needs to acknowledge that our moral standards have grown with our experience. What our nation thought was fair and just in 1971, more than a decade ago, is not so today. I would suggest the following to be timely amendments to ANSA. 1. All Alaska Natives born after December 18, 1971 are to become shareholders in their village and regional corporations upon majority age. 2. Corporate shares are inalienable. Corporate lands cannot be sold, and lands lease will include stipulations for development to be consistent with subsistence activities and habitat protection. Our traditional subsistence activities are inalienable and will be self-regulated through cooperative agreements with the appropriate state and federal agencies. 4. All pending Native allotment applications will be honored and processed, and families with established subsistence use areas will be entitled to negotiate terms of development on their land. And the last one, the fifth one, all Alaska Natives who were in the military service defending the freedom of our country will be provided Native allotments. In conclusion, ANSA represents the first major step our nation took toward establishing a policy for the Arctic. We must now challenge our nation to refine this policy to better meet our needs. I am confident that the report from this commission will not only help us gain a better understanding of ANSA, but will also identify and recommend specific provisions to advance our goals. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much, Mayor Brower. I think that very positive proposals you put forward are reflective of the constructive approach that people have taken throughout the state at every meeting we've held, and going to be interested to know what Mr. Fleurant has to say about your proposal regarding allotments. Could I ask you a couple of questions, because there's a couple of other things here on the Arctic Slope that are very interesting, and it may seem at first glance that they don't have anything to do with ANCSA, but I'd like to ask about them anyway. One is the Alaska Eskimo Whaling Commission, which is an example, many think, of Native people achieving a self-determination regarding subsistence. That's one way of looking at it. And I believe you were the first chairman of the...
No, I wasn't.
I see. Well, someone was... could you tell me a little bit about how the Whaling Commission works
and the arrangement with the international and federal authorities.
Well, the formation of Alaska Eskimo Whaling Commission was established back in 1977. When we first heard about UNWC, which placed a moratorium on our whaling activities, our subsistence whaling activities. So a meeting was held here in Barrow with the whaling captains and other concerned people that have great belief in this, our subsistence lifestyle, in reference to the bowhead. So with the help of ICAS at that time, Alaska Eskimo Whaling Commission was formed strictly with the villages that whale here in the slope. But later on it was expanded to include some of the villages outside the North Slope border that lived on, that use the bowhead as a means of livelihood, which in turn Gamble, Savungo from St. Lawrence Island, Wales, and Kavalina were included. They had a meeting down in Kotzebue, if I'm not mistaken, in 78 or 79, to include those four villages from outside the slope. A lot of time has been spent by the Alaska Eskimo Whaling Commission to try and educate 36 nations from across the world as to what it takes to live in our environment, and that our resources come from the sea, majority come from the sea, we are in coastal areas, and you live off the land also. We just don't run to a supermarket to get our meats, and mainly in form of meat products. So the Alaska Eskimo Whaling Commission has come a long ways since it was formed back in 77. You've had different people in there now, different leaderships with different ideas, but all in all, the Alaska Eskimo Whaling Commission has come forth a long ways. It's an uphill battle. The commission can't satisfy everybody's concerns or wants and needs, but the majority of the whaling captains in each local village have the majority vote, so the majority rules as to which way that local village is going to hunt.